NBC's Seth Meyers shames New York Times for running Tom Cotton's fascist op-ed. By David Ng on June 5, 2020. NBC's late-night host Seth Meyers exercises his First Amendment right on a nightly basis from his highly paid network TV position. Now the Trump-bashing comedian is shaming the New York Times for allowing Senator Tom Cotton, RR, to practice that same right in the newspaper's opinion pages. Seth Meyers slammed the New York Times in a monologue Thursday, criticizing the gray lady for running Senator Cotton's fascist op-ed article in which the politician called for military action to quell the race-driven rioting and looting that has devastated numerous American cities in recent days. What are you guys doing? Our democracy is on a precipice and you decide to give it a push? Just because it's a terrible opinion doesn't mean it deserves to be on the New York Times's op-ed page, the comedian said. Watch below. Meyers also mocked the Times opinion page's editor James Bennett for defending the article. Bennett has argued that it is important for different points of view to be presented in the opinion pages so that the public can debate them. Wait, so your argument is you had to print a bad column in your newspaper so everyone knows it's bad? Meyers quipped. I mean, the logic makes no sense. If you go to a five-star restaurant, the chef doesn't serve you Arby's first just to make sure you know what it tastes like. Meyers added, you're not legally obligated to run fascist calls for military occupation in your newspaper. Senator Cotton's article triggered a massive insurrection within the Times, with numerous reporters denouncing the article, claiming that it will endanger the lives of black journalists. Their pressure campaign appears to have succeeded. On late Thursday, the Times caved in a statement saying that a rushed editorial process led to the publishing of Senator Cotton's article. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.